Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangallosi. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose De Leon. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Juan Bonilla. Batting second. The left fielder, Juan Benitez. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Traber. Batting seventh. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ken Dixon. And now, play ball. John Cangallosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangallosi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Dixon. Cangallosi moves to third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez takes first base on ball four. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball four. Benitez moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Cangalosi moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Beniquez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker is walked intentionally. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cangalosi scores. Guillen moves to third. Walker moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey bunts towards the mound. De Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dempsey moves to third. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Beniquez is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lyons. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Dempsey scores. Bonilla moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Bonilla. The throw to De Leon covering the plate. The slide. Bonilla is out. Lynn moves to third. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy now playing right field. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 0 for 1 in the game. Traber takes first base on ball 4. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Traber moves to second. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Malley hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Traber moves to third. Sheets moves to second. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonilla strikes out. Two outs. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Beniquez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cangalosi strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Gene Nelson now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken strikes out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Traber hits a line drive into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Beniquez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lions for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a line drive into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Nelson covering, for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dempsey is hit by the pitch. John Stefero pinch runs for Rick Dempsey. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stefero moves to second. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Beniquez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Nelson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brad Havens now pitching. John Stefero now catching. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cangalosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Guillen strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Nelson covering, for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-1 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baines strikes out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Borde now pitching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Traber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sheets strikes out. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Malley is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Stefiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stefiro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Benitez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Bordy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-3 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bordy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Schmidt covering, for the out. One out. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Benitez takes first base on ball 4. John Shelby pinch runs for Juan Benitez. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shelby moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Ripken is walked intentionally. Lynn moves to second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to home to get Shelby. Lynn moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Two outs. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lynn scores. Ripken moves to third. Lacy moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.